What's up, savages? And tonight we are going to be talking about, and y'all know Mr. Steve Harvey. Now, normally I don't do this. He's going through a real rough time right now, and normally I don't like to pile on. It's bad form, and in my opinion, it's a little on the dishonorable side. But we don't have any buts tonight, but I don't know about you, but I've heard Mr. Harvey going off on us men out there about how we're not stepping up and how we need to man up and get married and contribute to the society and the culture and everything else. He's built up his fortune basically catering and preaching to the women out there and telling them what they want to hear, not what they need to hear. And he's made a very handsome living doing it. All right. Now, I personally don't know Mr. Harvey. I don't know anybody who does. But the thing is, why I'm doing this tonight is for this one simple reason. I am sick and tired of burying you idiots out there who still believe in the white picket fence, the, you know, 1.5 cars, 2.5 kids, you know, a dog and half a cat, you know, being married forever until you, you know, fall into the 18th hole, which is 6 feet deep. That is gone. It went the way of the dodo bird, I would say, between 1975 and 1985. Everything after 1985, it's already been dead. We're now dealing with the body that's decomposing. And I really don't need an individual preaching to me how I am not falling short and I'm not meeting standards or what have you. I don't need that. All right. Now, He can say whatever he wants to me. You know, he can say, hey, you're not a real man, you know, because you don't want to support these women, blah, blah, blah. And that's fine. Well, I've seen 3 wars come and go. I was almost killed in 2. I led men in battle and war and through a lot of hard times and hardships in their lives. Okay. I have been around the block. I have seen all kinds of crazy stuff, to include raw festering evil and the death and chaos it produced. All right. So if he wants to say I'm not a man because I'm doing this, well, there you go. I mean, he is a professional comedian and actor, I guess, voice actor, what have you. It is what it is. All right. Now, Blake's not here. This is the hump day. I could have phrased that better. It's Wednesday. So we have Jimmy coming on. All right. How was the opening salvo? Was it okay?
I give that one 2 big thumbs up.
All right. Now, I'm like we're going to rip into this, and I'm not doing it to be mean. All right. I'm doing it to save people's lives because you need to hear the truth. And the truth is incredibly brutal. Now, I know some of you guys want me to do a pimp tart wife's toot on Mr. Harvey. There's not enough numbers for me to get into that yet. And his third divorce, they're saying it's a rumor. We'll see. All right. But if it were to take place, I would probably have to do an overarching pimp tart wife statute covering each one of the marriages, you know, cost, and then how much it costs per pump and what have you across all of his married life. Because if this one goes down, it is going to be fairly expensive for him. All right.
Yep.
All right. Let's get this one here.
This will just be the appetizer, and yes, once we get some more numbers and whatnot.
Now, listen, if you guys want to contribute anything, like anything you want to see in the upcoming Pimp Tart Wife Institute, just put it in a super chat. If you want to, you know, ask questions or something, put it in a super chat, send it to us, and we'll cover it.
All righty. Well, I guess we can just go ahead and start off with this one here. a lot of famous men have gotten married in the past, and a lot of famous men have gotten divorced in the past. Let's see what their insights are. So from Reader's Digest, kind of doll, 10 honest marriage quotes from famous men. Take a time out for some romantic insight with these funny and heartfelt famous marriage quotes by men. We got Denzel Washington here. Secret to a happy marriage, do what your wife tells you.
Slave.
Yep. Let's see. We got Jerry Seinfeld. Being a good husband is like being a stand-up comic. You need 10 years before you can even call yourself a beginner.
That seems legit.
Yeah. Uh-oh. We got John Bon Jovi. Mm. My wife tells me if I ever decide to leave, she's coming with me.
That's neutral, but okay.
Yeah. Oh, Chris Rock.
There we go.
No matter what kinds of backgrounds two men are from, if you go, hey, man, women are crazy, you've got a friend.
That dude's a champion, man.
Yep. Love Chris Rock. He's a good dude. Let's see. Oh, Clint Eastwood. Oh, yeah. Let's see what he has to say. They say marriages are made in heaven, but so is thunder and lightning.
He's not wrong.
Yep. Oh, Jim Carrey. Behind every great man is a woman rolling her eyes.
Very accurate. Very, very accurate.
Ooh.
Oh, Bill Shatner. Didn't he kill a couple of his wives?
Bill Shatner. Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know.
All right. Well, let's hear what he has to say.
I love the concept of togetherness and entwinement of marriage.
Simp. Uh-oh. What's this one?
Robert Ebert. I was wondering, who in the fuck is this Mitch McConnell-looking motherfucker right here next to Big Mike? God damn. Says, never marry anyone you could not sit next to during a three-day bus trip.
That seems legit. Okay.
Yep, I would say so. John Lennon. Rituals are important. Nowadays, it's not hip. It's hip not to be married. I'm not interested in being hip.
Funny how he made a whole career on being hip up until a point, somebody shot him and killed him.
Mm-hmm. And then, Socrates says, my advice to you, is get married. If you find a good wife, you'll be happy. If not, you'll become a philosopher.
Yep. And that's exactly what I am. Yeah. Man, this is going to be a good one, man.
But of course, we have two sides of the coin here tonight. And from everyone's favorite Puff Post, the Huffington Post. I can huff on my balls if they have
me. Here we go.
The 11 most important phrases in a marriage. I'm so lucky I married you. We all need affirmation and appreciation. We want to know that our spouse is in love with us and they think that and that they're happy. They made the decision to be with us for a lifetime. We like to think that they're thinking about the marriage from time to time. And when this phrase gets blurted out every now and then, it makes a partner feel very loved.
Okay. Now, a dude usually pulls that out when he wants a second piece of cake. He wants to hit the poonanny, maybe a couple extra beers. Because most dudes, yes, I mean, we genuinely love our significant others, but we're not sappy and we're not playing the game a lot of the time. We only play the game when we have to play the game.
Yep. Let's see. The next one is, how can I help you? People married for half a century or more tell us to avoid the temptation to step in and try to solve your partner's problems. Stop thinking of yourself as the white knight who can fix everything. The key is to really listen to your partner and learn if he or she wants help or just to be listened to. I'm there for you is more effective than here's what you should do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, 50 years, that's a long time.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if I could do that. Let's just say I'm happy with the plan I'm on, which is the 65 and out plan.
Yep. I'm hoping to reach that age myself, and I'll just call it a day. Number three, I want you letting your spouse know you desire them in every way, including sexually, makes them feel seen and alive and keep the flame burning between you.
And listen, it is really hard to do that from time to time, especially when they're fat. You know, there's a bunch of stretch marks, tiger stripes, tree bark going on in the downstairs mix up. Maybe there's a second scrotum. But it's cheaper to keep her, so you give her the lip service up top and below.
Yep. And, you know, if she steps out on you, that burning sensation, it's going to be on your penis, not between you.
It'll be vada.
Vada. Number four, what do you think? This simple little phrase is surprisingly powerful, especially when talking about heated issues. I think that it's an invitation setting the stage for an open-minded dialogue. What do you think? Says, I'm curious. Your point of view matters as much as mine.
All right. Now, I've been roped into this one myself. I am making decisions. And then at the last minute, I'm like, well, I should probably ask her what she thinks. And I'm like, so what do you think? And then it just turns into a shit show. Because, you know, being very decisive as a man, women find very attractive. And when you're doing something decisive and then all of a sudden you say, hey, what do you think? You basically just shit on everything you're doing.
Yep. Usually the biggest one out there is you ask her, well, where do you want to eat? And she says, well, I don't know. That's one thing. You don't ask them. You say, we're going to the steakhouse. That's where we're going. We're going to the burger joint. We're going to the pizzeria, you know?
Yeah. Now, typically what I'll do is like, what are you in the mood for? And if it's even, you know, close to something I'm willing to eat, I'm like, okay, that works. But normally it's like, what are you in the mood for? Nah, I don't want that. We're getting steak.
Steak, yep.
Or pizza or something else. Yep.
But the reason why women can never make up their mind on what to eat or where to eat is because the first time they did it, they doomed humanity.
Yes, they did. That's a fitting Thug Life.
That's one of my favorite jokes. going back to the list here. Number five, what would I do without you? Probably live in peace and quiet.
Yeah, okay. What would you do? You'd have more money. You would have peace, quiet, and tranquility. You'd be able to, you know, go wherever you wanted, do whatever you wanted to do without having to clear it with anyone else.
Yep.
It's very sobering when you can do that.
Yep.
I gotta ask the old lady to go. Sorry, guys. Yeah. Mm. You know how many times I've heard that? I'm hanging out with a bunch of green beanies, you know, guys who are like the top of the line bullet throwers. And we're like, hey, let's go do this. And I gotta call rear guard six. See if it's okay. Like, fuck you. Make a decision and just execute. Shut up.
Yep. That's usually when you just either send her a text or call her, said, hey, me and the boys are going to do this. I'll call you when I call you.
Yeah. That's fitting.
Yep. But when you are sad or doubtful about events in your life, delivering this phrase to your partner is one of the most loving gifts you can give to a marriage. You are telling the person to whom you're vowed to be with till death do we part that you meant what you said, that he or she is necessary, that is a necessary force that helps you feel happy and whole.
Yeah, that's chick think right there. Yeah. That's chick think and chick speak if ever I heard it.
Yep. Oh, that was from Iris Krasno, best-selling author, The Secret Lives of Wives.
It's a dude.
I'm hoping not. Or Iris.
I don't know, man. A dude writing a book about the secret lives of wives.
I don't know, man.
That's at least half a dozen homo suspicion points.
Yep.
Yeah.
Number six. You are so beautiful and or handsome. Even though we do not want to be wanted only for our looks, we still want to be admired and sexually attracted to our spouse, even if it's something like, I love when you wear that dress, or you look so handsome in that color. A little remark like that can send a shiver through your partner, even after many years of marriage.
And listen, it does work like that, and it doesn't really cost that much time or effort just to put a little compliment here and there.
Yep.
Nothing wrong with that.
As the saying goes, you compliment a woman one time a day, she says, oh, whatever. You guys tell me that all the time. You compliment a man, he will remember that for 10 years.
Yes, he will.
Yep. Number 7. I'm sorry. When was the last...
Okay, I'm sorry.
When was the last time you heard someone say that to you? Sorry has become a word we rarely hear today. Too many people are protected of their image that acknowledging a mistake is impossible for them. Healthy marriages are built when two imperfect people are admitting and accepting the mistakes we all make.
Yep.
That one was from Kurt Smith, therapist who specializes in counseling for men. I wonder how many lives he saved.
I wonder.
Probably a lot less than 530, just say.
Yep.
Number 8, tell me about it. If your partner had an interesting experience or gone on a trip, let him or her talk about it without interruption. Show genuine interest in that great conference she attended, his fishing trip with college buddies, or whatever it may be. Let your partner really tell the story. We all love being listened to.
Yeah, okay. I can agree with that one.
Mm-hmm. This one. I was wrong. You were right.
That one is like number... That should be number 1 on the list. Because yep. Women love drama. And the minute you don't agree with them, the drama machine starts ramping up. The best way to shut it down before it gets out of control is you're right and I was wrong. Well, let's go get some food. That's it.
Yep. This phrase is always successful in making your partner feel better about whatever conflict that just transpired. I use this phrase a lot, even when I know my husband was wrong and I was right. Again, that was from Iris. Secret Lives of Wives. Oh, good. Number 10, I accept you as you are.
Yeah, okay. Now, all right, here. All right, this is a bunch of bullshit. I'm going to have to throw bullshit on this one. I accept you how you are, as long as and only if you stay healthy, look good, stay gainfully employed, and be productive. The minute any of that goes south, you're getting a divorce, or you're going to get walked out on, maybe get the tumbleweed treatment. You come home from work and everything's gone. I've seen it many times. So when a woman says that, you can be safe to assume she is lying directly to your face. Just so you know.
So often we see couples who think marriage is about changing your partner into the person you want them to be. Yet the most sustainable relationships are actually built on acceptance. It's only when you accept your partner for who they are that they feel safe enough to blossom. Plus, acceptance breeds honest, open communication and deeper intimacy.
Okay. Get the hell out of here with that.
Yeah. And the last one here on the list is, I forgive you. Pretty regularly, I hear partners in marriage counseling say that their partner can recall every wrong that they've ever made. When you can recite such a list, forgiveness hasn't happened. Forgiveness doesn't mean having no memory, but it does mean letting go of the hurt and the need to cite the wrong again and again. Yeah, so
you're not wrong there.
Not wrong, but usually the women are the ones that bring up everything and hold that grudge against you for
forever. Now, you know, this list was basically put together by, I would say half at least marriage counselors. All right. Now, if you find yourself in a position where you have to see a marriage counselor, I just want to prepare you up front and kill your hope now. It is over. All right. The chances of getting through that and everything being okay are exceedingly slim. My advice, if it gets to the point where you need to go to a marriage counselor, get your parachute and bail. Because you are going, if you don't, you are going to go down with the plane. And it will be one hell of a fiery destruction. Better save yourself a little pain and get the hell out of there early.
Yep. And the focus of the stream tonight, old Mr. Steve Harvey, should have listened. Who's Mrs. Steve Harvey? Everything we know about the comedians, 3 marriages. Harvey finally found Mrs. Wright.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's see. This was written in October 2022. So it's a little bit older. We'll have, see if we have any updates on it.
Mm-hmm.
But is Steve Harvey married? Well, not anymore. But how did he meet his current wife, ex-wife? In 2018, during a commercial break on her husband's talk show, Bridges and Harvey revealed to the studio audience that their romance originated at one of his comedy shows in Memphis. I was late and I thought I was going to get, he was going to give me the business because he got real quiet. He was just staring at me. I thought he was going to become part of my show. She said, he finally realized he's got to say something. And he was like, oh, I'm sorry. I don't know who this is, but I'm going to marry her.
And that is the first symptom of dick thinking.
Symptom. But how did Steve Harvey propose to Marjorie Bridges? 2014, Harvey likewise revealed on his show that he popped the question. Star flew to his future bride to Cabo, Mexico for a vacation, then surprised her on the first night of their getaway by hiding a diamond ring in her dessert.
Hmm.
Can we stop doing the movie cliche proposal bullshit?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. I will hide my ring in the cake. Yeah. And then she goes and chokes on it. Yeah. Way to go.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
I believe he put it in a piece of Jello so you can see it.
Something like that. But what does Marjorie Harvey do? Well, what doesn't she do? 56-year-old is the founder of fashion and lifestyle brand, The Lady Loves Culture, as well as co-founder, along with Steve, with Steve Marjorie Harvey Foundation. That's going to go under well to see who gets control of that. That's going to be fun.
Nice.
Which provides youth outreach services that help cultivate the next generation of responsible leaders by providing educational enrichment, mentoring, life transformation skills, and global service initiatives. Okay. I can understand.
It's legit.
I can get behind that. That's legit.
Yeah, yeah.
She has also been called the Queen of Slaycations.
What?
Slaycation. I'm guessing glamorous vacations, you know, the Yas Queen Slay bullshit.
Okay. I was going to say, this kind of sounds like a, you know, Chainsaw Massacre vacation.
Yeah.
Who can get the Leatherface Award first?
Yeah, no kidding. Yep, for her passion for travel, she and Steve have climbed Australia's Sydney Harbour Bridge, made friends with parrots in the Dominican Republic, cruised the Mediterranean by yacht, vacationed extensively through Italy, one of their all-time favorite destinations, and in 2019 embarked on an emotional pilgrimage to home to Ghana.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's see. He says, I owe you a debt of gratitude because you simply changed my life, he writes. Didn't we just read that, you know, you're not supposed to change people?
That's right.
If people get tired of hearing me say that, that's okay. That doesn't change the facts. You are the single biggest reason outside of God's grace that I am here where I am today. You're the one.
All right, hang on. This is the wife number 3?
This is wife number 3, yep.
All right, she had absolutely nothing to do with the actual grind that man had to endure to get where he is. I mean, I read some of his biography, and that motherfucker, Mr. Harvey, is one working son of a bitch. and he grinded it out. He made it big with that comedy tour that he did for what, 6-7 years. He made an insane amount of cash, and then he lost it all in his second divorce and back taxes. So she had nothing to do with who he is today.
Nope. But who was Steve Harvey's first wife? Marcia Harvey married Steve in 1981 when he was working as an insurance salesman in Ohio and still trying to break into comedy. He ultimately spent long stretches of time on the road, which contributed to their split in 94. Since then, Marcia has maintained a relatively low profile, but it seems she's gone on to become a published author.
Well, the rumor is he was eating at someone else's snack shack.
Buttering someone else's biscuit?
Maybe.
Maybe some tonsils?
This is all just rumor. I don't want him to sue me. This is just conjecture.
Yep. But who was Steve Harvey's second wife? Steve reportedly started seeing his second wife, Mary Shackelford. Any relations to Rusty?
Yeah.
Before his divorce from his first wife was finalized. Two married in 96 and ended things in 05 with their split proving messy for years to follow. In 2011, for example, Shackelford was admonished by a judge for seemingly making false statements about being left destitute by Steve. She also made several public statements against her ex, claiming, among other things, that he cheated on her with his future wife, third wife, Marjorie.
Again, cheating. I would believe it. You know, he was insanely famous. Women are probably throwing the poonanny at him left and right. Things happen. Maybe he tripped and fell on a few vaginas along the way. It is what it is.
Yeah, there is that one in a million chance.
Yeah.
But of course, Steve's got some kids too. He's a proud papa to 7 children, including the 3 Marjorie had when they got together, all of whom Steve ultimately adopted. Shared twin daughters, Brandy and Carly, as well as son, Broderick Harvey Jr., with the first wife, Marcia. He had a second son, Winton Harvey, with second wife. And his most famous child is probably stepdaughter, Lori Harvey, whose mom is Marjorie. 25-year-old model has dated a who's who of Hollywood, including P. Diddy, future rapper, rapper Future, and Akon's brother, Abu Tahim.
Whatever. I don't know who that guy is.
Me either.
All right. So you said the magic word, adopt. All right. Never, under any circumstances, adopt the children of a single mother. It is not your responsibility to do that. Now, perhaps Mr. Harvey felt it was, and I commend him for that to a certain degree. But in current year, where a woman can literally say whatever the hell she wants about you, and your life turns into one hell of a redneck rodeo and basically a bullfight, just for self-preservation, he should not have done that. And all of the dudes out there who watch this show, if you're in a similar situation, never adopt those kids. Because if she gets dick hungry and goes out shopping for the next punis and she leaves you, you're on the hook to pay child support for kids that aren't yours. Don't do it.
No. Would highly suggest not to. But, like what Pop just said, well, we don't want to get sued or anything, you know, so don't sue me, bro. But just to iron out some rumors and whatnot, Steve and Marjorie Harvey break the silence over the divorce rumors.
Here we go.
Who's telling the truth? We don't know. Just some specter. Let's see. We'll scroll down here. Popular American TV host Steve Harvey and wife Marjorie have addressed divorce rumors and have been circulating on social media. Taken to her Instagram page, Marjorie said a couple said as a couple, they never address any information that has been spread about them. My husband and I don't usually stop to address all the lies that have been spread about us. However, to whom is much is given is much required. I understand that with my platform comes some sort of responsibility to those that may not be as strong as we are. Marjorie went on to share an article that she found useful for other people who have been lied to in the past and what they should do about it. Read and share this with your loved ones so that they may know how to properly cope. God bless you all. On his part, Harvey said that the rumor mongers should find something else to do because as for them, they're doing just fine.
I hope that's true. I really do.
Yeah. Yeah. But usually whenever someone says that we're doing just fine, things are not fine. Yeah. But he says, let me just say, I'm fine. Marjorie's fine. I don't know what y'all doing, but find something else to do because we are fine. See, that's
a lot of fines.
So Lord have mercy. I ain't got no time for rumors and gossip. God's been good to me. I'm still shining. So just to cover our asses a little bit, just saying they're apparently fine.
Yep. I hope it's not true, because if any of this is true, Mr. Harvey is going to have to take a big steaming bite out of a horrific shit sandwich that has a lot of betrayal in it. It's going to cost him a lot of money and probably wreck a lot of his close relationships with his kids, grandkids, and what have you. Because let's face it, when a divorce happens, friendships die, the marriage dies, and hopefully not, but a lot of times when the dude gets royally hammered, he dies, either self-inflicted or he used substance abuse or doesn't take care of himself and hastens his exit to the next realm.
Yep. So,
not good.
Let's see. We'll jump in here. See if we got some super chats here. Let's see, I got LT Gunslinger $4.99 over on YouTube. It says a kids football coach with the air traffic control headset is back. Where is the rugby uniform, Pop? Missing some yellow stripes.
Yeah. I gotta watch those shirts. So.
Got a Dr. Five with a $5 Canadian. He said, figured it was just a matter of time before what happened to Mr. Harvey. Then again, that's what? Divorce number four? Nope. Number three. If the rumors, are true, didn't need to be a psychic. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let's see, jump over to Rumble here. Got Cliff 3188, $5. Says, have you seen Harvey roasting the husbands while hosting Family Feud? With some of what he said, specifically saying their marriage won't last, you could say he inadvertently predicted his own demise.
All right. Yeah. Listen, some of the stuff he said to guys over the past couple decades is reprehensible. All right. I have no idea how somebody who's actually, been divorced and got the green weenie from the government up his fourth point of contact, didn't learn from the first time. I mean, come on. I mean, I find that reprehensible that he refuses to learn his lessons and take the red pill. He insists on, staying in the blue canoe and criticizes everyone else who had enough sense to basically get out of that world and go, you know what? These women don't have my best intentions at heart. The laws are stacked against me. The whole culture despises me as a man. How about I just do my own thing and live my own life and get on with it, and everyone else can fuck off?
Yeah, that would be nice if we could get, live that kind of way. But oh no, everybody's got to have their two cents and knock a man when he's down. Let's see, that's all of them over on Rumble here. Schmuck over on Odyssey, $25. Says the single most important phrase about marriage is there is the door. Don't let the door hit you in the ass and see you in court.
Yeah. Don't let the door hit you where God split you.
Yep. Let's see, nothing over on.
Or how about we avoid all of that horse shit and just don't get married?
Yeah.
I mean, how hard is it? Now, granted, the women will try to pressure you. Maybe you'll get some ultimatums here and there. I did a whole comedy video about this, the string along method. If you follow the string along method, you can literally string these women along for 12 to 13 years. And by that point, you're done with it. You get rid of them and you get a younger model and rinse and repeat. There's absolutely no reason to invite the government into your private life. Can somebody please explain to me anything the government has ever gotten involved in that actually turned out to be better? Please let me know in the comments. I'm waiting.
Yeah, I got nothing for you on that one, Pop.
Like, come on. And listen, I did the comedy video, Sell Me Marriage, right? You get these ladies like, well, you know, you'll have companionship. Get a dog. Well, you know, she'll love you and you'll love her. Dark chocolate and whiskey covers that. Maybe some weed. All right. You have somebody to confide in. All right. Get a therapist. Listen, there's nothing out there that that a woman can provide you today other than maybe having your kids that you can't get elsewhere. Period. And like the marriage and divorce and all that craziness, through my research, is the number one reason why men are killing themselves at wholesale speed, are stacking up the streets homeless, addicted to all kinds of substances. I mean, you get divorced, it ruins your goddamn life. I mean, it almost killed me. I'm serious. I mean, I got to the point where I'm like, fuck it, I'm done. And luckily, you know, fate stepped in and changed my path. And I was able to, you know, get in front of you guys and save some of you guys along the way, which I'm honored to do. But there is no upside in today's day and age of getting married in any way, shape, or form. It is turned into a one-sided beatdown that ends with you wearing the yoke of slavery. No, thank you.
You're going to have to go with the big fuck off. Let's see. Jumping over to the D-Live, got a couple over here. Got Alex Patino with 110 lemons over there. Thank you very much, good sir. And we got Lefty Field with one lemon over there as well.
All right. Did we get any cash apps? Let me look. I don't see any.
Let's see. Let me just scroll back up through Rumble because I know Rumble likes to stick it in my fourth point of contact trying to read donations. Don't want to miss any there. Nothing over on MGTOW yet. And got Deadly Raver over on YouTube, $20. Said Steve effed up. The only way he could have gotten more red flags is if his car broke down on Elm Street next to the Bates Motel on Halloween night with Jason and Leatherface pulling up in an ice cream truck right next to him. Damn!
Now, listen, I mean, I understand to an extent, you know, the way Steve Harvey reacted when he saw his now third wife. Listen, I got it. All right. But typically, that kind of shit happens when you're like 25 or less. All right. He was like, what, in his late 50s? Maybe early 60s when this happened. I mean, he's like 2.5 or 3 decades beyond the time when the big head overpowers the little head. And you also have to keep in the back of your mind before you start doing stuff like this, how is it going to affect the kids that I already have? That's a big one, because kids get kind of crazy when, you know, love interests come and go and it's never good. And then you have to ask, what will my family think? Now, he's older. I don't know if his family's still around. I didn't really read into depth, you know, his brothers, sisters, aunts, uncles, mother, father, grandfather, none of that. I don't know. But those are two big things. And finally, if you have a decent amount of cash, and you've already been through the ringer twice, I have no idea what drugs he was using to ignore those repercussions. I just don't understand. I'm a logical person. And listen, I love fun bags more than the next man. Listen, I love the speed bag, a nice set of bajungas. All right. And maybe slap the rear bumper a few times. Listen, I'm all about it. But I am not going to strap a suicide vest on as a price of admission to, speed bag the jumblies. It's not going to happen. All right, I'm sorry. I'm getting spun up here. I'm getting spun up, man.
But if these rumors are true and his third divorce is actually happening, what kind of numbers are we talking about here, Pop?
Oh, well, we'll get to that. We have another super chat here from Money, the more financially secure you are, the less you will feel the divorce. If you're Jeff Bezos and you lose half your money, how much will it really affect your lifestyle? I understand. I know. Yeah, listen, he's got $1 billion. He loses half. He still has $500 million. Right. Mr. Harvey's worth, $400 million plus or minus 50, because, a lot of assets change in value from time to time. So if he does lose half, he still has, $225 million to live off of. Yeah. All right. Now, in my opinion, he's, 60 something, 64, 66, somewhere in that age range. He's probably looking at the exit point to, basically ride out into the sunset and do his own thing. And I totally understand that. All right. Now, he's also older. So when you get hit with this kind of bullshit, the older you are, the more destructive it is to your body. Like, it literally takes years off your life. After like 35, 40, and when you start losing people or get divorced or what have you, literally it takes years off the tail end of your life. Now, I personally don't want to see that happen to him. I don't want to see him die. I don't want to see him suffer. I am just using him as an example to try to save some of you, nugs out there in dick thinking land. All right. Because listen, crazy pussy is the best pussy, right? Nothing does backward cheetah flips on your peg D better than a piece of crazy pussy. But we all know sooner or later the pussy wears out, and then all you're left with is crazy. And crazy gets expensive real fast. There you go. So you want me to show you the numbers?
Got one here from Link Soy Jack over on MGTOW. He says, Jesus did not sacrifice himself to serve the devil. Neither will I. This society and her people don't deserve to be saved.
And you would be correct. Let me adjust the camera. And we'll give you, this isn't a Pimp Tart Wife Institute. It is more like a pre-Pimp Tart Wife Institute comedy briefing on the stupidity of getting married and the stupidity of doing it many times. Yeah. Oh, my Lord.
Had one come back in here over at Rumble, Evil Zombie Toe. He said, my ex-wife lied on paper to get what she got. There's nothing you can do. She will always win.
Yeah, for the most part, you are correct. But you're going to have to, get the Administrative Violence Edition and take it to them.
Yeah. Right.
How's that, that showing up?
Let me jump over here.
All right, good. All right, this is what's going on here. I did a quick rundown of some of the numbers that have taken place during these divorces for Mr. Harvey. All right. Now, his first wife, Marcia, his second wife, Mary, and his third wife, Marjorie. All three of those names start with an M. Perhaps the universe is trying to tell you something there, Mr. Harvey, that you have murdered your net worth. Just saying. All right, so he meets her in 1980, divorces her in 94. They're married for 14 years. I'm assuming this took place in Ohio. And she was with him before his comedy career kicked off. And again, rumored affair on Steve's part. Again, this is just rumors. Now, the number I have, he had to pay $5,100 a month in child support roughly for 8 to 10 years. So if you worked that out for 10 years and he paid that a month, he paid pretty much $500,000, a cool $500,000 in child support and other bullshit, okay? Now, he wasn't making big bank by then. He didn't really start hitting it fairly big until the late 90s, like 2 or 3 years after the divorce was finalized. Now, I will give her credit. She lived a very, low-key life and, you know, went to great lengths to make sure that her children were taken care of and what have you. I respect that. I really, truly do. All right. Then he meets Mary Harvey. They were married for 9 years. Didn't work out because, you know, rumored Steve was having an affair. Now, this 9 years, he was on that comedy tour, Kings of Comedy, and they made a boatload of cash, just an insane amount of money. And, like I said, you're famous, you got a lot of money, women are going to throw the poon at you, all right? Left, right, and center. Now, do I think he had enough willpower to basically say, nah, some of the time, probably. But men are men, all right? And, you know, it's clear he never stopped dick thinking. It is what it is. So he divorces her, right? And she gets three houses. Let's say they're $1 million apiece. All right. $480K a year for roughly 7 years. And at the end, he paid her off $1.9 million. All right. So we're about $8 million in the hole here. This cost him $8 million. Okay, now hang on. I call this next thing the compounding stupidity. So this one cost him $500K. This one cost him $8 million. This one was 16 times more expensive than the first one. At what point do you get kicked in the pee-pee where you finally learn your lessons? All right? Because, listen, the judge punched him so hard in the dick, his wallet was screaming, stop. All right, so we got affair. We got affair. What does that say to me, you know, since I have a little bit of ass, but I've been around the world. I've seen how things work. I would say there's some bad karma there. Now, there's that saying, karma is a bitch. And I tend to agree. And I write about this in my book, The Warrior's Way, Soldier's Soul. Anyone who thinks they're special and the rules of the universe don't apply to them, in short order, will find out, no, you're not, and yes, they do. So here we go. All right, so it is rumored that Marjorie, wife number three, with three kids that he adopted, all right, she repaid his kindness by, it's rumored that she banged his bodyguard and his chef. Both of those individuals, the bodyguard is pretty close to him. They've been They've known each other for quite a few years. That is one hell of a betrayal right there. Not to mention, if this took place and other people knew about it and didn't tell him, those are additional betrayals. All right, now the older you get, the more damaging those betrayals become on your health, your health, wealth, your mentality, and I would dare say your immortal soul. So if this did happen, he is getting hammered right now with just an ungodly emotional waterfall that makes the Niagara Falls look like a cheap suit. All right. Now, what I just don't understand what he saw in her, why this took place in the first place, because he already got screwed over twice. In fact, the second wife filed a lawsuit in 2017 against Harvey for $60 million. I don't know what was paid out or settled on that. I couldn't find the numbers, but that is a huge problem when you have lawsuits hanging over your head for that kind of money. All right. This is like career ending, life altering crap. All right. Apparently there was some bad blood because, you know, he was hitting some strange and she was really mad about it even to this day, and things happen. Okay. So I have no idea why Mr. Harvey went through this twice before and he has no prenup for the third one. What? No prenup for the third one. All right. Now, Marjorie, I've read some of her stuff and I've heard her speak. She is a flaming feminist. All right. Gentlemen, do not make permanent arrangements with a woman who is a feminist. Even a woman who says she's not a feminist, but has feminist ideals and philosophies working in the background. Don't do it. You're going to basically rip your own dick off and ram it in your own ass. You heard it here first. Second, she's a single mother, three kids. I don't know if they're from the one guy, two guys, three guys, or a milkshake of guys. I have no idea. Don't care. All right. Single mother. Multiple divorces. I don't know if she was married before or not. I didn't get that deep into it, but Harvey already had two divorces. Statistically speaking, if you're going to make a bet in regards to a marriage, the best chances you have of it working are the first time. Every single time after that, the chances go down. All right? Kids. He adopted these kids. All right? He had a bitter ex problem going on. She's college educated, and karma is hanging over his head. So if this is true, the affair with the bodyguard and the chef, this is a karmic payback for him dipping his whip during these two marriages before. Listen, I'm just telling you how karma works. It's a bitch, and usually it shows up at the worst possible time because that's how karma works. All right? She's college educated. What does that say in regards to betting on her? Well, if a woman is college educated, the chances of her filing divorce are 10% above the actual norm. All right, so let's get this straight. No prenup. You know, he married this woman, adopted her kids. Okay. He ignored the fact that she's a feminist. He overlooked the fact that she's a single mother. Okay, he overlooked the fact that he had suffered several divorces. All right, there's all kinds of kid issues going on here. He has a bitter ex-wife here, which always makes things worse. She's college educated, and he's got a boatload of karma. All right, so if this whole thing blows up, we're talking he's on the hook for $20 million. Maybe 220 million or 200 million, because his net worth is 400 million plus or minus 50, depending upon market fluctuations. All right, so let's just do this stupidity thing here. So this one cost him $500,000. This one cost him roughly around $8 million, a 16-fold increase. Now, this one is $8 million. This one can run $200 million. That is a 25% increase. Gentlemen, are you familiar with the rule of half? Every single time you get married and divorced, you lose half your shit. But this third one, this one is going to be devastating if it does come to pass. Right now, in this, you know, in the chat, let me know. If I were to do a Pimp Tart Wifestitute Steve Harvey edition, what would you like me to add above and beyond, you know, hits on pussy, blowjobs, back end bashing, number of strokes, number of inches, milliliters of stuff? It could get really nasty. And I could actually, if I get all the numbers, I could do a Pimp Tart Wifestitute that covers from 1980 to today. And that would be very interesting because I have never done one on multiple marriages. It'll be my first. I think it'll be great. All right. Let's get back on the camera.
Oh, man. That would...
Did you like that one?
The triple penetration of Pimp Tart Wifestitutes. So I'll put you down for three.
I'll put you down for three.
Oh man, I don't understand what it was going through his mind. Actually, I do know his dick was going through his mind.
Yeah. He threw his own flying crossbody cock block.
Yep. Let's see. We did have a few more chats jump up over here on Rumble.
Okay. Got a
proud Australian 85 with $20 says, from a man lining up to try the marriage once with my passport and seemingly good Filipina, watching great men doing it repeatedly and losing their money repeatedly, the lessons are learned.
Yep. Yes, they are.
Let's see. Cliff 3188. $5. He says, "Pop, you need to do a dick thinking comparison by demographic." That's some good enunciation on that one.
Dick thinking demographic.
Yep. It might be proportional to the size of the little head. Examples: Asians stop at 25, Caucasians stop at around 35, Blacks are around 45, and so on.
I don't know, man. That's actually a good one. I mean, I did the ethnic anger scale. I thought that was pretty good. So, yeah, why not? I could probably figure that out.
the dick thinking demographic. That's a good title. Let's see. Dr. Five, $5 says, fair enough, Pop. I'm just saying, compare him to a regular dude who makes 40 to 60K a year who gets absolutely rocked. Make a man prostitute.
Yeah.
I don't want to do that, man.
Like I said, I have no idea why there isn't a barricaded gunman across the street from every family court in America. I mean, it is so unjust what takes place in that shithole that I have no idea why it just people aren't really just going off, man. I just can't wrap my head around it.
Yep, boggles my mind too. I don't understand why. I mean, it's a good thing that's not happening, but just saying.
Yeah, I'm just saying. I would understand it if it was taking place.
Yep.
I mean, if you go into court and the judge looks at you and says, I know the kid's not yours, but you're going to pay child support anyway. He literally just turned you into a slave. I have no idea why anyone would take that laying down. That would anger me to the point where I might just set up on your ass, and you don't want that to happen. I mean, that is some fucked up shit.
Yep. Let's see. Jump over to Odyssey here. Looks like a schmuck with $5. He says, hey, Jimmy, you okay? Double thumbs up, man. Doing good. Just working my ass off and helping out over here. So, and we'll jump over to YouTube for the final time tonight, I believe so. Global Theater with $5 says, been a while. Hope you're well. What do you think about all the talk of invading Mexico by politicians and big business?
I really am not up to speed on the whole Mexico thing, the invasion. Here's the thing with the Mexican border. That fentanyl is so powerful, it is the equivalent of a NBC weapon, nuclear, biological, or chemical weapon. It's literally that dangerous. I mean, some cops have died, and all I've done is give mouth-to-mouth on somebody who's overdosing. That's how dangerous this shit is. And they're shoveling it across the border, and you got the drug cartels pushing people across. And if Mexico isn't going to handle their business, there will come a time where we will have to do it for them. And I hope it is very dynamic, because I'm sick and tired of this shit.
Yep. Yeah, there was a couple stories floating around the old interwebs and whatnot. There was one, apparently there were floodgates, you know, because it's monsoon season, so they can, you know, the water can rush through so the debris doesn't build up and then, you know, destroy the wall. Those have been welded open, but they're totally not open for illegals. No, just for water and debris. And last I checked, the wall was slatted so water can go through it. So yeah. No, it's total conspiracy theory. And the other big one that I saw just today, there was a person connected to ISIS smuggling people over.
No.
So
I've heard all kinds. I've heard like a bunch of Chinese people have come over of, military age. I mean, this is going to turn into a shit show. We need to figure this out.
Yep. It's going to be bad. See, ADV dad with a $7.99 Australian said, do the Steve Harvey multiple marriages. It's a perfect case study for my concept, the Horcrux.
Yeah. I like it. Total thug life on that.
The Horcrux. That was a good one. Let's see. And we got a HT RSP Supro $10. No comment.
All right. Well, thank you.
Thank you very much. All right. Let me jump through the chats here one more time. Don't want to miss anybody. Let's see. Proud Australian 85 for $10. He says, you mispronounced karma as cash.
I can see that now. Thank you.
Yep. See, Digital Do says, hi, brothers. Late. He says he's late. Had family dinner, family first. No worries. Understandable that. Vids sent email. All righty. Evil Zombie Toe, he says he is on the border. He can answer questions.
All right.
Might have to send an email with some contact info. So if we ever do a border style thing like that, we can get something from the man, from someone down there themselves.
Somebody who has eyes on the objective. That is valuable information.
Absolutely. All right. Let me see if I can find those videos here.
Which ones?
The one that Digital Do sent.
Might be. Okay.
And the other one here. Let me just double check here.
Simp Harvey. Oh, my Lord. You pulling them up?
Let's see.
Because I'm not seeing them in this vid. I'm not seeing them in the email.
Nope, me either. It might be you. You might have sent them over to Blake's email. I don't have that sign in.
Okay. But, well, I mean, if we can cover them on Thursday, remind us on Thursday, man. We're sorry.
Yep, we'll do that. So let me just make sure I'm not missing anybody else. So
we're going to have an after party if you guys want to.
Yeah, we are going to have an after party tonight. So let me get that link posted in the chats here. As I do that, Pop, can we get a safety briefing?
All right, everybody. Don't drink and drive. Don't drink and swim. Wear a condom, flush it down the toilet, or take it with you. Rack up, pack up, stack up. Keep your head on a swivel because situational awareness will save your life. And apply those same concepts if you should decide to mess around on a permanent or semi-permanent basis with the opposite sex. Because if you don't maintain your situational awareness, there's a very good chance you're going to get Steve Harvey'd.
And we don't want that, gentlemen.
No.
Alrighty. The links for the StreamYard are in the chat. So if you guys want to come around, hang out for a little bit, shoot the shit and whatnot, ask some questions, feel free to jump on in. It does fill up rather quickly. So see if we can get you guys rotated in and out here. So, but it looks like we got gentlemen jumping in right now. So,
all right, let's do this.
We will see you in the after party.
All right. Take it easy.